Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lopez has marriage advice for you. Go away. Go ahead, Lopez. Let us know.
I'll tell you. There's a big fallacy out there.
Look. You don't have to do this.
No. I'll do it. I think a lot of guys over the age of 35 to 40 will agree with me.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to, if you want a really good, strong relationship, all right? Sometimes you have to pre-check out of an argument. In other words, a lot of times guys and guys are guys, and women are always wanting to win the quote fight or their point as well. We were talking about this during the break. If you know you're not going to change your mind, like sometimes we get into the studio on a certain topic and ultimately we can change each other's mind on something, or we just change our mind. But if you know you're not going to change your mind, what's the use of the fight? What's the why are you putting your heels in the ground with your girl? I'm teaching you something. Obviously, sometimes it's all about communication. Sometimes it's all about being able to compromise and bend. But if you know there are certain things where you're not going to budge, well then, in advance, just check out.
Can we go ahead and be clear? I'm not in a fight with my girl.
No, I understand that.
Because every time we have these OG things, like people say, well, you must be in a fight. No, I'm not. This is a completely different conversation. It's just the key. But what if you actually have like something like what do you budge? Like what about like what?
If it's worth fighting about, you're going to fight about it. But a lot of this little crap.
Like what? Like, give me an example of little crap.
I'm trying to think. Like, let's say.
Give me something little.
Directions. All right? Because that came up during the break as well. let's say your girl is adamant about.
What time
is
Pendergast? Oh, okay.
Like, let's say your girl is adamant about going a certain way to a restaurant. I don't know. You know, like I like Spanish Flower in the Heights, but let's just say that she was adamant about going a certain direction, you know, and you're like knowing in your heart that you're going the right way. Sometimes I would just, you know, in advance, just check out and say, okay, but it's too late. You know, I'm already going this way.
Okay.
Just check out.
So don't get frustrated.
No reason to fight. Just check out.
Especially if you're like hypothetically going to be getting married pretty soon.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
I would think so too.
Exactly.
Like in February, maybe?
Yeah.
And you're bald?
Yeah.
You know, I was going to bring this up. It's not a deal breaker or anything, but you know the one thing that sucks about my girl?
What?
She doesn't like Chinese food, man.
Oh. Let me give you...
Like, it's never even an option, dude. Like, it's never even, like, it's not even in play.
Can I give you some more advice?
Where I can eat Chinese food.
Some more OG advice.
Yes.
All right? My wife, about 15 or 18 years ago, I can't even remember, gave up everything except fish and shellfish. You know, she's a pescatarian.
Okay.
No meat, no chicken, no hamburgers.
Good Lord.
No nothing.
Do you make her like fish and barbecue sauce?
I would rather stick a ice pick in my temple than stop eating meat. This, and you're going to have to broach the subject very, you know, delicately. This is completely on her. She's going to have to compromise and go to Chinese restaurants and order freaking chicken nuggets sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because my wife, we go to steakhouses. She can always find some good vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, or a vegetable plate, or they'll have, you know, some shrimp or something. That's not on you. You should not give up Chinese food.
Yeah, because the problem with it is, like, it'd be one thing if she didn't like cheeseburgers or something, because I could just drive through and get cheeseburgers. But I like Panda Express, so I can do that. But there are some good-ass Chinese restaurants, and it's not even an option.
If you want to go out to dinner and she says, what do you want? And they always like for you to pick the restaurant. I want to go to Hunan Garden. You know, whatever it is. But I don't like Chinese food. Well, you're going to have to compromise because they have other stuff there.
Yeah, that's going to go real well. This might go back to your original advice where it might not be worth the fight.
Well, maybe. Maybe, but that's up to you to decide.
Figgy.
That's up to you to decide.
What do I got
to
do here?
Man.
It's on her. I'm sorry.
Well, his wife hates even worse. What does your wife hate? Your wife hates... His wife hates seafood.
It's absolutely on her to compromise once in a while. I'm not talking about every week, every, you know, three times a week. Or whatever. It's like one day you look at your girl and you say, baby, I really want seafood tonight. That's not on you to not have it.
And she do a good job because she, you know, she go to the seafood spot. She get like chicken tenders.
We bend and bend and bend as guys all the time because, you know, they got the one thing that we need.
That's the part of being married.
That's exactly
you
right.
Got to bend.
Yeah, you know, that too. But what I was going to say, every once in a while, they have to bend. They have to compromise.
She compromises, but she just
no, but you need to have this discussion with her. Say, you know what? Next Friday night, I really want to go to a good Chinese restaurant.
Or I can just
restaurant.
Say, hey, you want to go out to, I'm going to go eat it. I'm going to go eat by myself at this Chinese
no,
restaurant.
No, that's not good. That's not good.
I'm going to go get me some sake.
Sake.
Sake. Yeah.
Try a Chinese buffet.
She ain't gonna go to no Chinese buffet. You,
but they got regular food.
You really
food
think
there.
That's the way to make
they
someone like like Chinese?
They,
take
they
them to a buffet.
Food there, though.
Like if I'm trying to make my girl wings. Like Chinese, why am I gonna take her to a buffet, Figgy?
Good restaurants make really good wings. The good Chinese restaurants they have. Does she like wings? Have her order that with white rice.
They got regular food though.
Yeah, or some what
she
do they call
ain't
those
going
peas?
To a Chinese buffet. Pea snap, snap peas.
What do they call something peas?
Edamame.
Anyway. I got you back on this. That is on her.
She's got to get on that Chinese.
Yeah.
All right. We asked this before we came into this segment. Among all the current athletes in Houston, where does Chris Paul rank on your list?
Probably.
I have him 13th.
I have the list.
Here's my list right now in no particular order.
I put
order.
Him in order.
You put yours in order. Mm-hmm. Here's mine in no particular order. Athletes currently better than Chris Paul. Who, by the way, is the highest paid of all of them? DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, Deshaun Watson, Alex Bregman, George Springer, Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Michael Brantley, James Harden. Do you disagree with any of those?
In my list is slightly different, but the one thing we have in common is Chris Paul is not one of the top 10 athletes in Houston. For a number of reasons. And that's sad when he's going to make $124 million over the next 3 years.
Yeah, he's going to make a lot. He's a max player is the best way to say it. He's a max player.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So go ahead and give your list real quick because I feel
uh-oh.
Like we're about to get killed.
I just
killed.
Looked at the phone.
We're about to get slaughtered. It's not going to be pretty.
Number one, this is in order.
This is not going to be pretty.
J.J. Watt, Deshaun Watson, Alex Bregman, DeAndre Hopkins, Jose Altuve, George Springer, Justin Verlander, James Harden, which is kind of low for him, to be honest. Carlos Correa and Jadeveon Clowney, and Paul's not in the top 10.
You didn't put Michael Brantley on there. That's pretty disrespectful.
Yeah, he's with a bullet. He's 11 with a bullet.
He's all right. He's okay. He's doing well, but he's going to be an all-star. Chris Paul, not an all-star. Hot Take Stacy wants to weigh in on our chauvinism. Hot Take Stacy, what's up?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know, I agree actually with a lot of what y'all say. But Lopez, I'm going to have to call you on this one.
On what?
And here's why. Typically, guys don't have a plethora of foods that they like. They're usually a meat and potato type person. Now, most
I disagree
guys,
with that.
I totally disagree. I'm going to let you finish.
Most guys will not compromise when it comes to a type of food that they don't like, so why should we? I'm calling it on that one.
Stacy,
I feel like Stacy's speaking from personal experience and labeling me. We eat everything.
My entire relationship is built on compromising for her.
And you think ours isn't?
No.
Oh,
you got
Lord
the gold. Effort. You got the stuff. She couldn't be more wrong on this. She could
now,
not be. No?
And, yes, I am speaking from experience, as Brian is definitely a meat and potato guy, but so is my entire family. And when it comes to trying something different or cooking a different recipe that may be a little different or have ingredients that are a little different, forget it. It's not happening.
No, no, no. You come in hot a lot of times, Stacey. Yeah. You're ice cold.
I feel like she's speaking for her own self.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like she's being fair there.
Yeah, because it is on. Look, if one person is saying, I only do this one thing, or I don't eat, you know, meat or whatever.
It's going to go a lot of ways.
All right? That's not on you. It's not your problem. That's not your problem, Landry.
I've never understood, like...
Figgy, go eat some seafood, man. She needs to compromise.
This is the thing. It's one thing to say, like, we're going to eat pizza. I don't want pizza because that's pizza if it's just a pizza spot. But to just eliminate a complete genre of food, like, I don't eat Chinese. You're telling me I can't give you a Chinese menu and you find something there?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a big Chinese food person either, but I find something there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
something. And as far as Stacey, hot take Stacey's concerned, I can tell you that every guy in every relationship, ultimately, who makes the final decision on where you live, what house you live in, what, you know, where you're going to be hanging out on a Friday night. Women ultimately have the decision on all these things.
They got the power.
They've got the power. So when it comes time to, I really want to eat a steak. And I'm not saying she doesn't do this, because she does. She's very good about it, my wife. I'm like, I really want to go to a steakhouse. She's like, all right. That's what you have to do. I think I'm demanding that by the end of this week, this coming weekend.
I'm on a cleanse.
No. You can find something. I'm demanding.
I don't want to go eat healthy Chinese, bro. I got to have my orange chicken. I got to have my chicken.
You got to eat something.
Well, I'm gonna eat healthy. I'm on a 40-day cleanse.
You can eat healthy at by Monday morning. You have to take her to a Chinese restaurant, and you have to take her to a seafood restaurant.
My wife do pretty good with that. All right. So she, yeah, she.
It's on them, guys. It's on them.
That's wisdom from
every
the OG.
Once in a while. It's on them.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.